Hello and welcome to Access 2013 tutorials. In this video I'm going to be talking to you about the browse to macro action. So if you want to play along, follow the link below the video to the download section of the website and download Access 2013 DB12 and then open that one up. Now hopefully you watched the last video where we created a navigation form. Move this over, so centered, okay. Which we called form main, and we've got a button here, rooms. There aren't any more buttons, but as you click on it, you would click on different I suppose entities, because you'd have rooms, guests, bookings, etc. What I'm interested in today are these buttons here. Now these buttons, let me close form main, reside on this form here, which is called form rooms. And form rooms is just a simple form. It's got four buttons, and this bit here is a subform container. And the name of it we've called DS, and we've specified that the record source is query rooms sorted. That's a lie. The record source of the subform DS is form rooms sorted ascending DS. So what we want to be able to do with these buttons is we want to be able to open up the same form that we already have, but we want to, for example, be able to choose that we only want to see active rooms, or we want to see only inactive rooms. And the reason a room might be active or inactive is, for example, in this case, a radiator needs repairing, so they've made it inactive so that you wouldn't take a booking for that room. That's the idea anyway. I mean, who knows. So first of all, let's click on here and change these to the labels we want. First one is going to be add new. So when you click on this button, I want it to bring up the data entry form in add mode, which is going to be pretty easy. The next one is going to be all, which means when you click on this button, I want to show all rooms as they are, active and inactive. This button's going to be active, and this button's going to be inactive. Okay, so let's get the add new one out of the way first, because that's really boring. Okay, on click. Click the macro builder. I'm going to decide to open up. Okay, open form, form name, form rooms, data entry, window mode, dialogue, data mode, add. Okay, easy, right? Easy peasy, lemon squeezy. Okay, what's next? I can't believe I just said that. Okay, back into layout view. Now it gets a little bit tricky, because we want to click on active and we want to show essentially the same data sheet, but where it only displays active rooms. Now you might think that has something to do with a filter, and I suppose to some extent it does, but the command you actually need to use is called the browse to argument, and I'll show you this in a second. So I'll click on here and go to macro builder and just tap in browse to. Okay, so now this is where it gets a little bit tricky, because before we even do any of that, actually I'll tell you what, get rid of that. I've got to explain something before we even do that. This subform part here is called DS, and this is housed in form rooms, which in turn is housed in form main. So you've got to remember that path if you're going to use the browse to argument. Okay, so now I've explained that. We can click on here and tap in browse to. Okay, so what we're browsing to, we're browsing to a form, and the name of the form we want to browse to, because it's the data sheet, is form room sorted ascending DS, which if you're really smart, you'll know that actually is already there. So why would we want to browse to a form that we already have? Well, it's because now what we can do is we can actually introduce the where condition that specifies that active equals, we don't need to do that, active equals true. All right, so at the moment, if you've used the open form argument before, you'll say that this just looks very much like the open form argument, but here's the where it gets different. You have to introduce a path to subform control, and this one can be really, really annoying sometimes to get right. The reason it's annoying is because when you've put the path in order for this to work, you have to actually close this, close form rooms, and then open up form main and try it from there. So the path to the subform control goes form main, which is the name of my navigation form, dot navigation subform, and then you need the arrow that goes across, and then the form is form rooms dot, and it's DS, which is the name of the subform container. So it's the name of the navigation form, and then you just put navigation subform. Yeah, always just navigation subform. Then you have the little arrow that goes across, and I still don't know the name of that arrow. And then you get the name of that intermediary form that we made in the last tutorial, which is form rooms, and then dot, and then DS, which is the name of the container. If you save that and close that. Now, like I said before, if I try and actually do this here, I get this, a valid path argument. The reason it's invalid is because it's looking for form main, but where's it? It's not here. So we save that and close that. And then we open up form main. And now we try and we pray. Hey, it works. Woo. First time for everything. Okay, and as you can see, it's made, or it hasn't made all these inactive, but it's only now showing apartments that are listed as active. So we will close that. I mean, you can if you want, you can right click and go to layout view and do it from here, but somehow it's just a bad idea. Just work on the form you're working on. Okay, so we've got active. So what we'll do is we'll click on that, Control A, Control C, close that, go to inactive, macro builder, Control V. So we've just copied and pasted the macro and just change this to false. And go to all and click on it again, Control V, and just get rid of the where condition full stop. Save and close. Save and close. And now let's open up form main. And so now we've got some options. We can, at the moment it's mixed, so it's all. We can make it active. We can look at inactive rooms, so we can see rooms that need maintenance. And we can go back to all. And we can click add new and add a room. Okay, so that is the the browse to argument that you need for navigation forms. Let's just take one last look at it because it is, or it can be, a little bit nightmarish. It's this bit that's tough. Everything else is easy. It's just this bit here that's tough. Just try and remember, it's the name of the navigation form, and then dot navigation subform, then the right arrow, then the name of the intermediary form, then a dot, and then the name of the subform container. That's why when I make these intermediary forms, I always call the subform container DS, because it's really easy to remember that that name of the subform container. Okay, so thank you for watching, and see you in the next video.